up at 3:10 this afternoon.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing welcome you to Racing HQ. Every Saturday this spring, Racing HQ will set up Sydney's incredible cavalcade of Group 1 racing.
Here we go for the Everest, the lights on. To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing.
Form analysts, TAB markets and interviews. This spring, it's all on Racing HQ.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock here. Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, and, of course, Sky Sports Radio. Our loyal audience there listening to us around New South Wales and wherever you are. Good morning to Randwick. Ron Duffersey is with us in the van now, and we're looking forward to bringing you all the very latest for a huge day. Colgate Optic George Main Day with the appearance of Winx and Duff. When she runs, the build-up's huge.
Yeah, she's always the star of the show, Andrew, and it's a pleasure to be here when she's around. But, boy, there's some terrific other racing today. We've got some really nice fillies clashing, and even though we've got a solid favourite in that Kingston Town Stakes, there's some depth in that race. It's probably the strongest staying race I've seen in Sydney for 12 months, or since the autumn anyway.
The work that they've done I know we're in carnival time, but the work they've done to try and enlarge Sydney Field seems to have worked at this early stage.
Yep.
And I mean, Winx is there, but the T-Rose is, for mine, the race of the day.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's a clash there with all these fillies. There's not much between them. They look above average. They still look a good bunch, even though there's not much between them. But we've got that second wave coming through now. It'll be interesting to see if they can measure up to the horses with the two-year-old and early three-year-old form.
Understand. As we've told you, but for those that may have just woken up and turned us on, Unforgotten has been scratched from today's Colgate Optic White George Main. Chris Waller tweeting, she's in good health, but we would prefer to keep her fresh for the TAB Epsom on the 29th of September, likely to trial on the 21st over 1,000, which will make it much easier than a tough run today. So that's the story with Unforgotten, now making it a field of 7 in the Group 1.
Yeah, I think that was always on the cards when they sort of laid their cards on the table to say we might go to the Epsom. You know, it's not his style, Chris, to go 2 mile runs into an Epsom. And so he just liked, especially a mare like her, who's probably a 2,000 metre plus mare.
And particularly, and we'll be able to ask Chris this, but does it mean the Caulfield Cup is out now, given that they're going to go to the Epsom, or is the Caulfield Cup still a possible?
Well, I think this is the race that tells them, isn't it? If she's dour and one pace, that might be saying, well, she's lost that sprint, or if she charges home and figures in the finish. Who knows? Yeah, Cox Plate is usually... The Epsom's usually a really good Cox Plate lead-up. It is.
But she's got to meet Winx there, doesn't she?
So scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Also, just before we go to Greg Hickman, the story with El Dorado Dreaming, we know that it's been a drama-filled week for Ben Smith, the stewards that dealt with it earlier in the week. El Dorado Dreaming came out late last night. They took a sample from the horse on Tuesday when they did that inspection of Ben Smith's stables. It came back with an irregularity yesterday. They tried to get another sample from the horse yesterday, but were unable to do that, so they had no other option to scratch the horse, and I think all concerned are aware of that. Looking at any others that have come through this morning, race 2 number 8 Host Wind Supreme has come out this morning, race 2 number 8, and we mentioned Kionic, it ran yesterday. Race 5 number 11 Kionic has just come out. Unforgotten out race 6 number 8 El Dorado Dreaming coming out last night, race 7 number 1. So we'll keep an eye on any earlies. Munsey's arrived, he's got a splash of red like you're meant to be. Duff and I,
I've got the red tie.
Oh, you got the red tie? Beautiful.
You're the only one left out.
I am.
You're the black sheep.
But that's okay. Let's go and have a chat with Greg Hickman. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, we can't wait to see all of these horses. It's springtime, and you've got one that I think, Duff... I think we can't wait to see Parada back at the track.
No, we can't. He's the, you know, we all know his talent. Greg, obviously, the big story was that he had a setback, but just reading between the lines, he missed a race, not any track work.
That's right, Ronnie. You just once we were able to treat it, it come back into back to where it should have been, and he just went about his normal way. Like he had the Saturday off, and he swam Sunday and back working Monday.
Well, what exactly was it? What, did he just give himself a knock in the box or something?
No, I don't think it was in the box. It just, I don't know, I couldn't find anything. But the skin must have been broken somewhere, and a little bug got in it and just blew up on the just above the fetlock joint and just below the knee. And, yeah, as I said, as soon as we gave him a bit and put him on a bit of treatment, it was back down.
Just before we go on, we're getting news from Paul Snowden. We thank Paul for this, but Red Zell is going to be scratched from the shorts. We'll try and get a bit more on this shortly, but we appreciate Paul for letting us know. Red Zell is going to be scratched out of the shorts. More on that shortly.
Let's hopefully everything's okay for the Everest,
yep.
But we'll find out more.
Yep.
Greg, the draw today, it's a little bit... No, there's the scratching's help, but it's a little bit tricky as far as whether you're positive or negative today.
Yeah, that's right, Ronnie. I haven't had a yarn to James yet, but he's got good gate speed. And look, if everything works out okay, and like when you won the missile stakes, he was positive and put himself right there. So that can, it depends how the traffic goes, but I mean, we'll either have the good go or the we'll be in a bit of trouble probably.
Yeah. Obviously, you're heading towards an Epsom with a horse like him as well.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's our main target now. And I just hope James can ride 54.
Yeah, well, I think...
Well, he's riding 54 today.
I'm sure if he gives him a good feel today, he'll be riding 54 on a big saddle. So, expectations today, he's 100% to be hard to beat.
Look, Ronnie, it's always a concern when you have, you know, a bit of a distance in between runs, but he worked really well on Tuesday morning, went 6-3 on Tuesday morning, had a little bit of a blow, which I wanted him to do. Looking at him in the box, I think he looks stronger. He just looks so much better than he's ever done, and he's probably looked the best in the yard that he's ever been.
Beautiful. Good luck with him today, Greg.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Hickman with Parata lining up. Getting more info here from Paul Snowden. And I know that they're on our list. We're going to try and ring Peter now, but it appears muscle soreness may have been cast in the box overnight, is what Paul was telling me. But repeating the news, Red Zell is coming out of the race. Peter Snowden needs 15, so we respect that, given that not only are they dealing with... normal track work, but obviously Paul is just telling me that chiropractor, physio will be treating the horse in the next few hours, and simply they don't want to risk the horse today.
Okay, well that's good news. You know, sometimes an important race like this, you think the worst. You think, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's swelling in a tendon or something like that. But he's just pulled a muscle in the box and
May have got cast overnight, so those things happen.
Things happens with horses.
Yeah.
You know, little temperatures and...
Has it changed the shorts? How does it change the shorts today? We now got...
I haven't even thought of him not running in the race. So.
I mean, everyone was just thinking, oh, well... I mean, today, and Adrian Bott will join us hopefully shortly when he finishes track work, but do they let this horse run today? Do you feel that they sort of held off the trial that we saw? Do you think they held him back the other day?
Red Zell?
Yeah, no, Invincible Star.
Yeah, no, she was very fast.
Yeah.
So I think the question today is, who's going to lead that race? I think she's very fast, and Ball of Muscle is as fast as anything in the country. So do they declare themselves on and set it up for the Brave Smashers and English? Or does one leader concede to the other leader? I think that's the question of the race, but... Wow, not having Red Zell there is a bad luck for connections, but hopefully everything's okay, because he is a ruling favourite for a $13 million race.
Yeah, he is. Boss Lane, as we know, came out yesterday with that elevated temperature. Brave Smash, no blinkers today. They're waiting for the Tab Everest with those. The Monstar, it can go up there, as we know. Would Brett want to... push it as hard as Ball of Muscle and those want to go?
Yeah, I think one's not ideal for him. See, it takes him three or four strides to muster. So, horses like the Monstar, Big Money and After All That, they're just trying to show off their Kosciuszko credentials in a field like that.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk to Adrian Bott now, just to see now with this news.
Different complexion.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, repeating the news that I'm not too sure whether it's officially come out yet or not, but Paul Snowden telling us Redzel may have got cast in his box overnight, has suffered some muscle soreness, will be treated by a chiro and physio over the next couple of hours, and the horse will come out. It's not... yes, it is. It's just popped into the system. Race 4, number 1, Redzel, officially has been scratched. Gee, I met her a couple of weeks ago, Duff, down at Goulburn when we travelled around the state. Tash Burley, she's probably still getting over it. I mean, I shouted at
breakfast. I bet she is.
I shouted at breakfast.
Well, we're all getting over that.
Tash, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Excellent, excellent. How's things in Goulburn? Have you had any little bit of rain or not?
We had a little bit of rain a couple of weeks ago, which was really nice. Sort of put a little bit of colour in the ground, and obviously it's not enough, but it's been nice. A little relief.
How is Bocelli today? He's he resumes here over 1,000 metres, Tash?
Yeah, no, he's really, really well. Obviously it's first up, and he has won over the 1,000 before, but this is a step up in grade. And but I think he's very well going into it today.
Barrier 2, nice and fresh. Is he capable of holding a position here?
Yeah, I think he probably could. I will leave it up to Corey just to see how he comes out of the barrier. His manners have changed a great deal, so I think he's definitely tractable if Corey finds himself just that little bit further forward. I think he could.
You talk about his manners. He's been a bit of a hothead.
He has. He just overthinks a lot of things, and he's a little bit of a work in progress. But he's really matured quite a lot. He's had that little break, and I was really happy with how he paraded and how he handled his last start at Rose Hill in a highway.
No official trials. He had a jump out of two down there?
Yes. Yeah. We have jump out on our course proper every couple of weeks. And obviously you can sort of bump into a couple of nice horses in those jump outs from other stables. So he's been quite pleasing. I really hope to see a bowl showing from him today.
Beautiful. How many in work down there?
We've got 12 in work at the moment. So we can house 12, so it's nice and busy.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck today. I hope Bocelli comes to town, and he's a singer, isn't he, Duff? I'm trying to link it to a singer. Is Bocelli a singer?
Yes, he certainly is.
Yeah.
An opera singer.
An opera singer, yeah. I was trying to think Munsey will come up with something after 8 o'clock.
He doesn't sing at the Melton RSL.
No, I don't think so. No one sings there. Good on you, Tash. Good luck today with Bocelli.
Yes, thank you very much.
Good on you. Tash Burley joining us there from Goulburn. Adrian Bott just texted me, what time's the best time this morning?
I
think I better text now. We want you now. But no, he'll join us in the next half an hour or so, as will Chris Waller going through his. Can I get your thoughts on the T-Rose? You said there that the fillies, there's not a lot between them. Maybe barriers and what sort of run they're going to get's the key?
Yeah, look, I'm interested. Madame Rouge is the one that interests me. I thought she was arrogant beating the older mares first up, and these good fillies have all been having their turn with whoever gets the best run wins. So I'm just looking for that new wave of talent.
Yep.
Just put their hand up and say, hello, I'm here, it's a real shame with El Dorado Dreaming. I just love what she's done in the trial, so hopefully all that other rubbish gets out of the system there.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But all in all, I think it's an intriguing race where I'm thinking that she might shape up Madame Rouge.
Yeah, and it was interesting too. James McDonald, yesterday I spoke to him, not on air but off air, and I said... what was the choice here with Madame Rouge? And he said it was my choice. It was a terribly hard decision because he had El Dorado Dreaming and he had...
Outback Barbie.
Mm. And he said, I've gone with Madame Rouge because she's a beautiful filly and she really impressed me at Canterbury. So he's gone with his gut instinct.
Yeah, it's not easy, those decisions for jockeys, you know. No. And I think when it gets to that stage, their manager just throws it back in their court.
I think that's what happened. Yeah. I think James had to make the decision. Running through the key earlies this morning, Redzel has come out, race 4. number one has got some muscle soreness. Peter Snowden will join us in the next 10 to 15 minutes. We might even talk to one of the Cozzy Osco winners very shortly on Racing HQ. They got drawn out last night, so we'll try and do that shortly for you. But Red Zell has come out, race four, number one. Boss Lane, of course, came out of the same race yesterday. Kaonic, who ran yesterday, is now officially out, race five, number 11. Unforgotten is out, race six, number eight. They're saving it for the Tab Epson. That's race six, number eight. And Sons of John Ron has just come out, race eight, number seven, Sons of John, which was a massive outsider in the Kingston Town. But Jason Addard has saved it for another day, race eight, number seven. So they're the current scratchings for Randwick. Repeating, the track is a good four, penetrometer 5.04, and the rail is true. And I'll just have a look at Flemington to see if anything extra has come out. The weather in Melbourne is directly opposite to us, 16 degrees,
wow.
Hail, maybe a few showers over the next couple of hours. So we'll monitor that. Track is a good three. There's been no extras this morning at Flemington, but they didn't water last night simply because they knew the rain was coming. So we'll just monitor the showers. But that Maccabi Diva, this Kemantari, Kingswell Dream, Happy Clapper.
Humidor.
Now that Lloyd's come out, Lloyd Williams, and he said the blinkers are on Taj Mahal and we're going for it.
I think a lot of people would like the fast run race there just to even things out, and you'll get a proper guide to your horse's form, and it's an interesting day. The only thing you don't want is rain on the day. I know Flemington's a great wet weather track, but you don't want rain on any track on race day. It just can mess with that form.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, they're saying rain over the next couple of hours, or the showers the next couple of hours now, then a break, and then maybe a bit more through the afternoon. So we'll just have to keep you updated with that. Just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the Cozzy Osco 12 slot winners were announced. And they were all sort of, the numbers came out on the website, and everyone had to grab their tickets to see whether they were fortunate enough to do that. One of the 12 is from the district of Wagga, and he's online on Racing HQ. I talk of Josh Seach. Good morning to you, Josh. Congratulations.
Thanks, Andrew. Good morning to you as well.
What a thrill. Now, I know that you listen to us and watch us on a Saturday. The Duff's got the mail here and everything like that, but this has got to be your biggest thrill ever, hasn't it? Now you've got to do a bit of a slot arrangement.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. Sounds like a bit of work to do from here on in, but that'll be exciting as well.
Josh, where did you buy your tickets? How much did you spend? Take us through how you played it.
Oh, Andrew, when the concept first came out, I thought each time I go to town, I'll go into a pub tab and buy a few tickets, but I'd done that after a few days and no one seemed to know anything about it. So I'd done it through the through my phone account, which I found was pretty simple anyhow. I think I bought five tickets at a time, spent $25, and probably done that maybe half a dozen times over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So I didn't spend a lot of money.
And here you are now with your number drawn out. And now, you know, you'll probably have a few traders, or you've got a list of horses, I think, that Racing New South Wales is just as a helpful hint. But are you looking at somewhere or something local around Wagga?
No, not necessarily. But I have got my eye on a couple of horses that I thought if I got a slot, I'd be interested in. So, but they're not local.
Okay. Don't want to give too much away by the sounds of that, Josh.
No, probably not. I actually rang a couple of trainers last night, but it was like 9 o'clock when I got this list, and I thought I'd better not sort of get too much into it at that time of night, so we'll do some more this morning.
You better hurry up, they're all out of bed now, and I'm sure the other slot holders are on the phone.
that's for sure.
Just finally, I mean, you're a farmer from south of Wagga.
West of Wagga, Andrew.
West of Wagga?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you, you're obviously, I know that you listen to us during the week and Saturdays and things like that. Are you a person that has a decent punt on a Saturday, or what? Tell us a little bit about Josh.
I'm only a small punter, Andrew, but there wouldn't be a Saturday in the last 45 years that I haven't had a bet. So I do religiously, and me radio in the ute's always tuned into Sky Racing or the ABC. I only have two channels.
No, no, well, it's pathetic. And come on, we give you the big stuff, Josh. You can't be going to ABC.
I've got to switch over to the ABC at 12 o'clock midday to get the country, Andrew. I've got to do that.
Come on, Josh. They'll put you to sleep over there, mate. If we get you going here.
You do.
What's your best today, Josh?
Oh, I like Hematari in Melbourne.
Yeah. Okay, is he right, Duff?
He's nothing wrong with his form. He's peaking in the right day, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, Josh, to you particularly, because you're online, but to the other 11 slot owners, the slot winners, now you've got negotiations to do in organising your horses and the arrangements of how you want to play percentages with prize money and the like. That all comes back to you now with the trainers and the owners of these horses that everyone chooses. We wish you the very best. It's an exciting concept, and let's hope whatever happens for you, the horse runs really well.
Thanks, Andrew. I really appreciate that. And it is a terrific concept. Whoever thought it up, they need a pat on the back. It's a wonderful idea. Obviously, it is from me now.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna come down and see you, Josh. I might be able to do some sort of arrangement to get into yours here. But no, it's. I want to have a go. I hate being negative about things on air, but I will say that the narcs got out last night about. When are we going to get the numbers? It took a little while because they wanted to make sure that it was right before it got out. This didn't work or this didn't. Mate, have a listen to Josh, and that tells us that it clearly has worked. So, mate, we wish you the best, and we thank you for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate
it. Good on you, Josh. Good on you, mate. Have a good day today and back plenty of winners. Josh Seach from west of Wagga. And there it is. You can hear the excitement in their voice, Duff, that 12 people and then another 12 for the Calcutta. They got the chance of winning some real big, healthy money here.
Yeah, it's a big event. It's a big event, and they do have a huge opportunity of, you know, when you're talking, you know, 1.3 in prize money, it's a pretty good carrot.
It is. We're on the chase of a couple of guests here. We're not having much luck at this stage. We might take an early ad break to just clear the decks. We're going to try and get Adrian Bott to get here a little bit earlier, and Peter Snowden is 15 nearly up.
We're going to struggle fitting the three big guns in the last half hour.
That's the big thing, because Chris Waller's going to join us. We've got Peter Snowden and Adrian Bott, and they all want to come on at the same time. Anyway, we'll take an early break, and then we'll try and catch up with one of them. We might have to do Adrian on the phone before he gets to the van. But we'll take a break and then come back. It's Colgate Optic White, George Main Day, Winks running at 3:10.
From your partner in Equine Nutrition Group 1 Feeds comes Pure Gold. Pure Gold carries high amounts of healthy gut food source, resistant starch. Pure Gold calms the gut and promotes good bacteria, helps horses susceptible to colic, boosts the immune system, promotes a higher rate of absorption of vitamins and minerals, helps prevent dehydration, alleviates diarrhea, and can help with fussy eaters. To strike Pure Gold for your horse, visit group1feeds.com.au. 100% Australian owned and operated. With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Solid Achievers coming home well. Adelaide Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000. And are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabernick, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Dynamics indications, Gay and Adrian have a super colt to be owned and raced with Jerry Harvey. By Piero, the champion first and second season sire in Australia, our colts from Confer, a Group 1 placed mare.
I've been dealing with Dynamics indications now for many, many years. They're good people. We've had a very good relationship over a very long time.
Join Jerry Harvey and Gay Waterhouse in our Piero colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, it is Racing HQ, broadcasting from Randwick with Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. We brought you the news this morning, Unforgotten out. There's nothing wrong with her. She's being saved with fresh legs for the Tab Epsom. But then we had the news of Red Zell coming out, and Peter Snowden's joining us. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Pete, we thank you greatly, you and Paul, for letting us know and passing it on earlier. Really do appreciate it. Take us through what could have unfolded overnight with Red Zell.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, Andrew. It's just he went to bed good as gold. You know, he's 100% yeah. through the week. Never had a problem. His work's been outstanding. His blood was good. Every box was ticked. And last night he was fine. He's happy and perfect. I woke up this morning and saddled him up. Went out for a walk before he exercised, and he struggled to get out of the box. He's that stiff and sore. So he's obviously got cast somewhere. There's not a mark on him or in the box or anywhere, but it's just something's happened through the night that wasn't there, certainly wasn't there yesterday. So we've got the right people on him at the moment to find out exactly what's wrong. At the moment, he's just stiff and sore, and as if he's got cast, he's got some muscle pulled somewhere.
So you'll probably know more in the next 48 hours, Pete?
He will know more in a few hours, Ronnie, hopefully it's just a muscle thing, and with the physio work on him, he'll be fine. But hopefully that's all that is. Appears to be that's the problem, but we'll know more in a few hours' time.
Okay. Neutrality looks a lovely racer, him, race two.
Yeah, good race, yeah. No, he sets that well there. He's got a... I think for him, it's a good draw. It means we can take our time coming across, and whether we lead or sit beside horses, Karen will determine where he sits in the run. But really happy the horse. He looks outstanding. I was very happy with his first up performance, especially the first thing Karen said when he came back was that he just never handled the track at all, and yet he still ran as well as he did. Pricked his ears just after start, relaxed the whole way. So there were things I really wanted to see him do, and I thought he did it really well last start. So if he do a similar thing today, he's going to give himself every chance to run well.
This filly, Sanjita, she may have even won if she got out the other day.
Yeah, I wish she had it because she's always promised us everything, and she's gone to the races on a few occasions and just delivered fair runs and below par runs for mine because she works like a group filly, but just hasn't been taking that form to the races. And this time through, she looks a more mature filly. Trials were good, but even though she got beat, I was really pleased to see her trucking the way she was back in the run. And I believe in Timmy Clark, like he's very reserved in his call when he comes back, and he never sort of blows up anyone's tyres. And he said she definitely should have won. So he sort of said what I thought. And as I said, he doesn't sort of tell you what you want to hear when you come back. He tells you good information. And he said she definitely should have won. She had a lot of horse underneath her, but nowhere to go. But hopefully she gets a chance today.
Emperor's Way finds a competitive race in race 8, but he's genuine.
Yeah, he really struggled on the track the other day at Rosehill as well. He just found a soft track beyond him. Back on good footing today, I should see a much better run from him. He's in good order. His work's been great. A little bit of a freshen up off that run, but I should see him return to his best today.
This filly, E-Ways, is an interesting bit of placement here. Well, what do you make of her?
Yeah, probably. Look, I really like her. Like, the two runs last time were very good. She's a good track worker without being an outstanding track worker. She's spelled very well. She looks in great order. I had her in a Canterbury on Wednesday. The only reason I scratched her there was with a rail at 8 metres, big field. She's going to get back a long way. And I've got some nice targets for her in Melbourne if she comes up. And I thought I wasn't going to get a good read on if she got back at Canterbury and only ran midfield. I'm not sure whether I got a good read on her. But today at Randwick on a bigger track, even though it's a big field, probably a stronger race, I'm going to get a good feel as to where she sits, as to whether she's going to be good enough to compete in Melbourne.
Warranty, some of the best form has been fresh in the past.
Yeah, I think so. She probably looks to me, her coach just isn't quite there yet. Her work's been solid. Her trials have been good. She had two good trials to get her ready. Sets up well for her. But just the same thing. Targets in Melbourne ahead if she comes up. So just need to see a good, strong run from her today, knowing there's a bit of improvement to come.
And then Jericho's a bit of a roughie there.
Yeah, look, his run wasn't bad at Wong. He hasn't had hasn't raced for some 13 or 14 months. He's been out with an injury, so I thought his run, he got a pass there. But want to see more improvement from him today and probably needs just this one more race start to get him right up to peak fitness as soon as though he had sailing the time off. Should bring him on nicely.
And that last race has changed a bit. Pete Marsupial, who was going to be one of the chances, has just come out. So Marsupial now out of the last run.
Yeah. What about your Melbourne runners, Pete? Anything we should take note of there?
I think the Philly Sat Slip has been working extremely well at home. I'm confident she'll run well today. And Spin's not out of that race either. His runs have been okay. Like he's working very, very good. Straight racing is a whole different ball game there. It's all about who adapts best to that sort of racing. There's a lot of speed horses there that can over-race. So what he'll do, he'll be sitting back off them. He's got a great turn of foot, and they just might suit the straight style of racing. But been very happy with his work. Him and the Stats Clippers are the pick of those there today.
And Tchaikovsky, I note, barrier trial Thursday. Are you looking at the Rose or something else?
Definitely looking at the Rose, Andrew. We gave him a good trial to see where he's at. We're very happy with his trial, and Tommy is very pleased with him. So we'll definitely accept the Rose next Saturday.
Yep, okay. All right, well, it's been not the straightforward meeting morning that you would have hoped, but we'll wait and see. Let's hope it is just some muscle soreness with Red Zell.
Yeah, mate, that's part of racing. We've been lucky this horse never had a problem before, so it's a bit of a hiccup and a bit of a hurdle for us, but look, as long as the horse is okay, that's the main thing, and we'll live to fight another day.
Understand. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Welcome, guys.
Peter Snowden there, and I'll say it again. If that had happened to a football player, you wouldn't have got anywhere near him. Now, some people might say, oh, it's a bit different, they got anything, but fair dinkum, there it is. The horse has woken up this morning. Let's hope just cast in its box. And Peter comes on as normal as ever and explains what's happening. We have got a great group of people, trainers, jockeys, owners, that are just fantastic to us at Sky. We don't take it for granted. I can honestly say that from a radio point of view, but I'll say it on bar for TV as well. But these people come on and they chat to us, and there it is, black and white. There it is.
And he's got a difficult morning, because, you know, that's a big, he's got to keep those syndicate of owners would be so disappointed, and they'd be all wanting to know what's happening. And Peter's, you know, there's no alarm bells yet.
No.
But give him a few hours to try and sort out where, identify where this issue is.
Yeah. Now, I can see Adrian Bott has just parked his car.
Gee, he's travelling all right. Have a look at it.
He's travelling all right, but I wouldn't have parked it there. Now, he's going to come and join us in our OB van, which is fantastic. We appreciate him dropping him in, but maybe Munsey just needs to go and reverse it a little bit.
Well, as long as Munsey don't start talking, then we'll never get in here.
No. Well, this is live. We're live on TV and radio. Adrian, come on in, mate. Munsey's trying to...
start talking to Munsey, you'll be there for half an hour.
Yeah, no, we need you now. Not when Munsey's ready. I was just saying, Adrian, the car, I hope it's parked okay. It's just hanging out there a little bit, mate. It's just hanging out there. I hope someone doesn't come spinning around that corner and causes an issue.
I think we'll be right there.
You'll be right there. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
I love coming in. It's great fun.
What about the shorts has changed this morning? Red Zell comes out, maybe cast in its box. It just changes the whole complex now, doesn't it?
I'm unfortunately not on Twitter, so I was probably one of the last people to find that out. I just got a call on the way here.
Yeah.
Someone told me then, so haven't had a chance to catch up fully yet.
Red Zell comes out, everyone's sort of thinking what you know, Invincible Star leads, whatever, but had you made a decision, or do you think Invincible Star was going to be ridden differently this morning or today, as in let her run a bit more?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably the way we wanted to go with her today.
Yeah.
Obviously we're a little bit cautious there first up, off such a long break.
Come and sit on this one here. This is the Munsey chair, so everyone watching TV can see you. There you go. Keep going.
Yeah, so a little bit conservative with her first up, but she's come through that brilliant now with that sort of fitness, that hard run that she's got. She's probably more suitable to letting her roll along. I think that's more her asset. That's the way she can win those style of races just with that early pace that she's got.
Okay. Well, her first up run was, obviously she didn't throw it away once Red Zell eyeballed her. She's fought on pretty well. How's she trained on?
Yeah, look, she's done plenty of work in between. Importantly, she just came out of it in good order. Kept the work right up to her. She looks fitter for it. Still looks to be plenty of improvement there. She's such a good doing mare, but she's in great condition.
What about English? If she gets that speed up front, so some of her best form is fresh.
Yeah, look, she does perform well fresh. I'm probably just favouring Invincible Star. The fact that she's had that run and probably maps a little bit better for her. Her, she's there making her own luck, and English got a little bit of a tricky draw to contend with. But look, if she can slot in and get the right run in the race, she'll be right there for sure.
Santos in race two, he's obviously looks in great order with his trials and his track gallop. You've held him back for this, or do you have a little setback, or what's been the issue with him?
No, he didn't have a setback, but look, we've just been a little bit patient with him. I wanted to make sure that when we produced him at the races, he was ready, and we just felt that the Golden Rose may have come up just a little bit too soon for him, and obviously there's some very seasoned colts in there, and you can't sort of go into that a little bit underdone. So we just held him back and thought this would be a nice race to kick him off in. And if we can keep him looking towards heading down to Melbourne, we just didn't want to get him up too soon if he wasn't quite ready. But we've got the blinkers on today, which we haven't seen from him before. He's been very strong in his work in them, so hopefully that'll be good gear change.
You'd like to get the Flemington if you can to Coolmore, wouldn't you?
That would be the ideal race for him. Obviously, he's got that potential as a stallion prospect, and if you can be kicking goals in those races, that's the one everyone wants. Yeah.
Do we just forget he went around the other day, Siege of Quebec?
Look, I have to. The run was too bad to be true, unfortunately. He couldn't have predicted a worse result, and we were very confident going into the race. Thought it was the right race for him, but he just couldn't pick his feet up at all. So put a line through that, and hopefully we can see the horse bounce back, because the first up run I thought was excellent when he returned here.
She's a beauty, Sedanza. She's 4 for 4 second up. She just needs a bit of luck fitting in there from that awkward draw.
Yeah, and look, I guess that sort of happened to us first up there. We'll call a little bit wide, but she had cover, and I thought she worked home strongly against the pattern of the day, and as you said, second up, her record's faultless. So the 2,000 metres should suit. We've kept a couple of options open, whether we look to go to the Metropolitan after this or we drop back to an Epsom. I think today will tell us everything. But she's probably the most honest mare we've got in the stable. She's in great shape.
Your two runners in Melbourne, Hush Rider, was he just too aggressive?
Yeah. I think the Valley got the better of him there the other day. He was just too fired up, and he never relaxed in the run. So look, he's on the quick back up. The trip should suit, but the key, if we can get him to switch off today, I think we'll be able to see the best from him.
Well, what's the reports on Setsuna?
She's been doing really well down there. We had her entered in last week at Moonee Valley, but felt she's just a better horse down the straight there at Flemington. So she's really turned the corner in the last few weeks, and I'm looking forward showing today.
Okay. And your two-year-old trials on Monday, you're looking forward. You've got a couple in there.
Yeah, a couple of nice colts, Steffi. I think we've got 8 going around, so hopefully we can get a couple of those there to the breeders.
Watch out for Duff. He's lurking around out here on Monday. He's doing the coverage TV. He's going to be getting all sort of breeding-like and all this sort of stuff.
It's always a good day coming out here for the official two-year-old trials, isn't it? It's usually the form going forward, you know, when you look back at those top-class horses.
Pre Christmas. Yeah,
they're produced early.
Now, this is obviously live. We're doing it live. But just we're going to take a selfie. Come on in. I'll be able to tweet this. Where are you, Duff?
I'm here.
Here we go. We'll just take a couple of those and I'll tweet them out. But I've got to get you on social media, Adrian. Come on. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Hope they all run well.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. And Munsey's got cakes and coffee out there for you, mate. He'll look after you. No, it hasn't. Thank you, Adrian. Adrian Bott joining us there. We're going to give you the interim scratchings now. Yes, they've gone interim for here at Randwick. A glorious day coming up. 31 degrees, fine and sunny. A good 4, Penno 5.04, and the rail is true. Race 1, number 6, Princess Lottie. 7, Missed Out. 9, Klang's Victory. 12, Bank of Erin, and 15, Jackknife. 6, 7, 9, 12, and 15. Race 2, number 8, Hostwind Supreme is out, number 8. The 3rd, number 8, Perrette, and 9, Roman Sun, 8 and 9. The 4th, the Shorts take out 1, Red Zell, and 6, Boss Lane, 1 and 6. Race 5, number 6, I Am Coldplay, 7, Flow, 9, Sambro, and 11, Chaotic. 6, 7, 9, and 11. Race 6, number 8, Unforgotten, number 8. Race 7, number 1, El Dorado Dreaming, number 1. Race 8, number 7, Sons of John, and 16, Natoya, 7 and 16. And the last, race 9, number 3, Marsupial, and 15, Oh So Hazy, 3 and 14. 3 and 14 out of race 9. Chris Waller's about to join us, but Marsupial, I had James on yesterday, James Cummings on the radio, and he took me to Trekking. He was keen to talk about Trekking, the way that the horse. I know Glenn mentioned the other night on Formline that I think this is the first time that it's going third up, I think, is what Glenn said the other day about Trekking.
Yes, yes. And then so 1,200, and they thought his form was a better 11. But
yeah, yeah. So looking forward to the last and looking forward to having a chat with Chris Waller. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Morning, everyone.
Yeah, good to talk to you. We'll talk about the champion mare in just a tick, but just relate again. I've read out your tweet much earlier this morning, but Unforgotten being saved for the Epsom?
Yeah, she has. Just trying to keep a little bit of speed in her and didn't really need her having a gut buster today. Yeah, obviously, she was there ready to go, but as soon as Winks had trotted around this morning and looked as well as she did, I didn't think there was any real point in running.
Okay, and does it change anything relevant to the Caulfield Cup, given you came out on Thursday and said it was, you know, at this stage probably unlikely, but do you go to the Epsom and then decide?
Yeah, Epsom's certainly our focus. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, I'm not fussed either way about the Caulfield Cup. That can come in time. If it shows that she's just lost the speed and she's not competitive over a mile, then it changed my view, but for a mile, I'd expect to go to a 2,000 metre race following it too.
Yep.
There's nothing left to say about Winks. It's all been positive. We're just listening to you and Yui. Everything's just ticked along beautifully.
Yeah, we're always checking to make sure she's as good as she's always been, or been this since her last run. I guess you could compare, and she seems fine. Just a nice run would be good. And lovely distance for her. No, I can't. There's just no negatives for him.
Obviously, your other runners there. His trial was amazing. Who shot the Barman? His latest trial, Religify. He'll just do his thing. And obviously, Egg Taylor. I think she's back.
Yeah, I think you're right. She's certainly the best of the three you mentioned. The other two, obviously, is what you get. The Barman's going great for a few runs time, but Egg Taylor, where's the blinkers since they've been on? She's been a better horse, I think. Yeah, I've just seen her run second to come in through in a Group 1 weight parade with Winnie O'Shea and then obviously run so well first up.
Race 2 Charge, you've just kept him fresh. He's well drawn here.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, draws a big plus and looks like good speed. So I'd like to see him just switch off a touch. I don't need him charging at the at the leaders, if he's not there himself. Be nice to think with a high cruising speed, he can also relax. So he'll certainly be up there. It'll be a strong run race, and he looks like a promising horse.
Race 3, another dollar. Did a great job in her first racing preparation and did enough there first up.
Yeah, definitely. I thought straight after the race, I would like to run first or second, but it was a good run. And look, she just got better nose by Youngstar in the Oaks, so that's her class. And as you said, that was her first prep. So, look, she should take the natural improvement of a first up run, and today be very hard to beat.
I don't know what he had to offer the other day, but he didn't get much luck late there, instant derive.
No, and we're still working him out. He does a few little things wrong. He's got a high head carriage. Normally races up on the speed in, I think, France. But we've just been trying to harness that, and we'll do the same again today, but gate 11, trying to find cover won't be easy, but the intention is to find cover if we can.
Okay. Tommy. You've had a change.
Did you go down the beach with Tommy yesterday? Did you tweet a photo with Tommy?
No, that's an old photo with Tommy. Tommy lives the life of luxury, you know that. He goes to the beach, he's got a masseur, he's got a stretch coach, he hangs out with Winks coming to the races. He just lives the life of luxury, Tom.
He's got a big following, he's got fans.
He's got plenty of them. Will he have fans after today?
It's a tricky gate, and it's a tough race. Obviously, Parada is the one to beat. I guess you'll just have to come across and try and shut down a little bit. Very competitive horse. He likes to get the front at all the wrong places, though. So Corey knows it well. He's a great tactician, Corey, and get him to switch off, and he'll be there the whole length of the straight, and hopefully that nose comes down at the right time.
Perrette, look, good test for him today, but his acceleration is a big asset for him.
Yeah, definitely is, as is the draw. He'll get a lovely run. He doesn't need to go back. We're going back just to get him to switch off and relax from wide gate, so he could easily settle midfield today and just save him up for that last 200 metres. It's a good, solid test for him.
Fiesta, she's just missed consistency. She just needs a good ride.
Yeah, a bit of luck as well. And just gate 11 or 13 just makes it a bit awkward. But I often hear the jockeys say about the 1,400-metre start at Randwick, it's not too much of a disadvantage to be three wide with cover. That's where we'll be aiming to be. And I don't think the 1,400-metre will be a problem. She seemed to switch off fairly well last start. And she's certainly the benchmark with the three-year-old filly.
Madame Rouge, she's this second wave of talent, as we say, but I thought she might be competitive here.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for her. As simple as that. And her first up run was excellent. She looks like a quality horse, and she's racing as though she can get to that next level. So just need a touch of luck from gate eight, but that should be in the finish.
Take us through your Kingston Town runners. I don't know where to start with these. They've all got pros and cons here.
Yeah. I like Patrick Heron. He's got a really good draw. I think he's got a bit of class, and it's a second Australian prep, so slight leaning towards him. Brimham Rocks, he was brilliant first up. I just think his fitness got him in the last few strides. I think he'll be a big improvement. Great to see he's got a start. I'm Serious, she's obviously got a various form and just has to overcome a wide gate. And then Liberin, Barry 18, his runs have been fantastic, so he'll be finishing off late. We'll ride him conservatively because he's been ridden like that his first couple of runs, plus they've got the Metrop in 2 weeks' time, so I want him attacking the line, not doing it too tough early and hitting a brick wall. So we'll certainly get every chance that from back in the field, but just needs a touch of luck. And then going on to horses like One Foot in Heaven, the ability's there, but we've got to see it. And same with Centono Raisin. Allwood, his first up run was brilliant at Hawkesbury, so I'm thinking he'll run a cheeky race as well.
And coming through in Melbourne, can he bring his Sydney form to Melbourne? He should run well here.
Yeah, he should. He doesn't look like a lot of speed. He's got a good barrier that should put him up in the first four, and he's won over the trip end on the track at Flemington. So I think he'll run a good race for us and be a genuine Group 1 winning chance.
Chris, just before we let you go, the other note of the tweet this morning from the team was on Zusain. Can you bring our listeners and viewers up to date there?
Yes, he had a minor temperature. I think it was Monday, so we just put him on some antibiotics as a precaution, which hopefully stops mucus and things like that. He had a blood profile taken yesterday, which was pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but better than it was earlier in the week, and certainly in the right direction of being perfect in a few days. His present looks great. He looks shiny in his coat and nice and bright, so he had a quiet gallop this morning. And finished off very well, and he'll have a stronger one Tuesday and should be on track for the Golden Rose next Saturday.
Okay, Righto. And Lean Mean Machine, I must admit I had an order of entry and I've left it at home, but Lean Mean Machine is there, Zusane and Fiesta, is that a possibility as well?
Than likely go to the Flight Stakes. The Autumn Sun is the other one, he's the third option. And we'll give some consideration to Blinkers with him, but it's not official yet. We'll just see how he works within the next couple of days. I don't want to panic, but that might just give us a little bit of barrier speed if we need it.
Understand. All right. Well, mate, we thank you for coming on like we have all the trainers and everyone this morning. It's a huge day when she runs, and we thank you for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. Chris Waller, the trainer of Winx and all the others. Halfway through that interview, you could sense that Ron wanted to do the interview, but he was also sensing that something had arrived.
Well,
there was the odour, wasn't there? Yeah. It was the egg odour that just wandered through that door behind us.
You know, that doorbell goes with the boy George sitting back in his chair and he says, the kale's arrived from Bondi. Well, ding dong, the bacon and egg rolls have arrived from Stable Talk at Kensington. Yeah. You must do the scratch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do the scratches and we'll come back in a moment. Enjoy it. Just don't let it squirt down the front of the egg.
I'm always careful of that.
Righto. Let's start going with the scratchings while Duff and Munsey demolish their egg and bacon rolls out there. Thank you, Glenn. Righto, let's have a look at the scratchings. A glorious day here at Randwick. Fine and 31 degrees, a good 4. Penetrometer 5.04 and the rail is in the true for the first time in over a month. Race 1, number 6, Princess Lottie. 7, Missed Out. 9, Clang's Victory. 12, Bank of Erin. And 15, Jackknife. 6, 7, 9, 12 and 15. Race 2, number 8, Host Wins Supreme. Number 8. The third, number 8, Paresh, and 9, Roman Sun. That's 8 and 9 out of the third. Race 4, 1, Red Zell, and 6, Boss Lane are out, 1 and 6. Red Zell may have suffered some muscle soreness overnight, may have got cast in its box and is undergoing some physio treatment as we speak. So 1 and 6 out of the fourth. Race 5, number 6, I Am Coldplay, 7, Flow, 9, Sambro, and 11, Chaotic. That's 6, 7, 9, and 11 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 8, Unforgotten, number 8. Race 7, number 1, El Dorado Dreaming, number 1. Race 8, 7, Sons of John, 16, Natoya, 19, The Lord Mayor, and 20, Jake's Hill. 7, 16, 19, and 20. And race 9, number 3, Marsupial, and 14, Oh So Hazy, 3 and 14. That's the information for Randwick. Our major provincial program in New South Wales is at Newcastle. Also 31 degrees expected at Newcastle today for the second day of their Cup Carnival. It's a good 4. They put 6 mil of water on the track after yesterday's meeting. Race 1, number 5, Dizzy Miss, Lizzie, number 5. Race 2, number 5, Zatoir, number 5. The 3rd, number 1, Captain Americaine, 13, Miss Moana, and 14, You Want Me Too, 1, 13 and 14. Race 4 at Newcastle, number 4, Holy Empress, 6, Varanes, 7, Heaven Help Me, 10, Imposado, 11, Tessa Burrito, 13, Just Prudence, 14, She Brings Luck, and 15, Romantic Whisper. 4, 6, 7, 10, 11, 13, 14 and 15. Newcastle Race 5, number 2, King of Navarre, 13, number 3, Netherlands, 4, Devil's Luck, 6, Sinju, 11, Hadrian, 14, King of the Realm and 16, So Strong. 2, 3, 4, 6, 11, 14 and 16. Race 7, number 12, Enjoyable, number 12. And race 8, number 4, Intrinsic, 6, Power Command, 10, Lettre d'Amour, and 16, Citizens Arrest, 4, 6, 10, and 16. That's the information for Newcastle. Wagga, it's a tab program there, overcast and a good 3. They're expecting some showers through this morning. Race 1, take out number 4. The second is clear. Race 3, number 2. Race 4, 11 and 15. Race 5 is clear, and race 6, take out number 6. And Armidale is the other New South Wales meeting. Fine and a good four, the rail is true. Race one, the emergencies, 15, 16, 17 and 18 are out. Race two, number seven, the third is clear. Race four, number nine and race five, take out number three. We go to Flemington in Melbourne, where they're getting some showers right now. It's meant to hang around for another hour or so. The track is a good three at this stage. The rail is true. Just monitor that as we get through the morning. Race one is clear. Race two, number 14, Bell Zeller, number 14. Race three, number eight, Waging War, and 10, Sadaka, 8 and 10. The fourth, 7, Quarterjack, 8, Fighting Arada, and 12, Rainier, 7, 8 and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 3, Payroll, number 3. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, take out 4, Jackano Bay, a late scratching, along as 8, Elwood, and 16, Marcello. So 4 a late one, Jackano Bay, 8 and 16, the other scratchings for Flemington. To Doomben in Brisbane, 31 degrees up there, or maybe just under that. I think it was 29 or 30 degrees in Brisbane. The track is a good four, rail at 2 metres, and the penetrometer is 5.2. And just seeing now the Doomben scratchings. And we start with, in the, I'll just clarify these, Doomben, they are. Race one is clear. Race two, number four, Radique, and seven, Pegapus, 4 and 7. The third, number nine, Auradonna, at 11, Herschel's, 9 and 11. The fifth, one, Boisa, 5-0 for the Express, and 7 all in the Reflexes, 1, 5 and 7. Race six at Doomben, 2 well sighted, 10 DeSteva, 11 Siliquia, 14 I'm a Jet, and the emergencies 15 and 18. 2, 10, 11, 14, 15 and 18. Doomben race 7, 4 Stella Ombra, number 4. Race 8, 9 Man of Choice and 14 Kalesa, 9 and 14. And race 9, 4 Cedarwood, 6 Spiral, 9 Give Us a Cuddle, 13 Rhyming, 14 Nashville Skyline, and the emergencies 17, 18 and 20. They're the scratchings for Doomben on a good four. And finally, it's Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. They are meant to have had some showers. The track at the moment is a soft five. The weather is showery. They've had 4 mil of rain overnight. Race one is clear. Race two, number three, Yulong January, number three. The third is clear. Race four, number five, Downhearted, and number eight, Light and Fire, 5 and 8. Race five is clear. Race six, number 12, Angel's Wish, number 12. And race seven, number one, Ricky Bobby, race seven, number one. They haven't quite gone in for them, but they're what we've got at the moment. Soft five, Penno 5.55 for Morfordville Parks. Showery activity. Peter Ellis will preview that meeting on Sky Sports Radio at 11 o'clock this morning. So that brings you up to date with the interviews and the scratching. Sky Racing One is about to leave us now with the very latest on American racing, plus all the local information through the morning. And Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio will be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll start the preview hour for the big program here at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sun, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Just like champion sire Vain and Reduced Choice, Divine Prophet won the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together.
Now, Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
From your partner in Equine Nutrition Group 1 Feeds comes Pure Gold. Pure Gold carries high amounts of healthy gut food source, resistant starch. Pure Gold calms the gut and promotes good bacteria, helps horses susceptible to colic, boosts the immune system, promotes a higher rate of absorption of vitamins and minerals.